It's the Little Mo Show, the podcast. Yes, you see how we do it. Really big over here. Not just your regular average microphone and doing interviews, but we always have family with us. And I'm your host, Little Mo. And to my right, I have my family with me. Let me give him a more formal introduction because you've seen him on Love & Hip Hop. You've seen him with Little Mo. You've seen him on Love & Hip Hop with Little Mo. Give it up for the boxer, the dad, the husband, the DJ, the tax accountant, the CPA, the DA, the judge, the jury, the executioner, my security, my bank teller, my ATM receipt holder, my shoe shiner, my butt buffer, my bum bump popper. Nah, D-Mike. No, introduce yourself, eh?
What up? It's your boy, KD.
A.K.A.
You know what I mean? A.K.A. D-Mike, A.K.A.
Carl Dargan, just in case.
My nizzle. You
know yeah. What I mean?
No.
Hurting.
Let's get it popping, baby.
Oh, you see how he was first all lit and loud. Now, all of a sudden, he went to his LL Cool J. Yeah, baby. I just want to love
this
you,
This is
baby.
My show. Don't get it messed up, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, now.
Like I said, I got family with me today. Let me get comfortable and stuff like that. And to his immediate right, we have Neef. What? Neef Buck, Bucky Rogers.
Bucky Rogers.
The boy that sang that song.
Trash Bag King.
Mm-hmm. Trash Bag King?
Yeah, Starbucks when I'm directing.
Wait, what's that mean?
That's when I'm in directing mode. That's when I'm behind the scenes. That's
Bucky
Starbucks.
Rogers.
Wait a minute. So there's a difference between Neef Buck, yeah. Bucky Rogers, yeah. Trash Bag King.
All my alter egos, yeah. And they are nicknames. And this is not to get into off topic, but if you make your own nickname up, it's not official. It's not stamped. Somebody else have to give you that nickname
exactly.
For it to be official.
Wait, what you mean?
Like, Trash Bag King was given to me by my man Ski Wat Raskay. Like, somebody got to give you that name. It got to be, they got to see, he see me
natural.
Doing something.
Because it's
so
natural.
Trash Bag King.
Right. Yeah, it's natural. You can't just.
It ain't what so you give helpful. Yourself, because that's what
like,
you want to be.
But it wasn't like you was working for sanitation.
Nah.
You are the Trash Bag King because you work for, well, not work with. Or you finance.
You got the bag.
Exactly. So I was doing something. He used to be so newsy. He used to be like, yo, you the Trash Bag King. That's how I got that. And just, and Bleak gave me Neef Buck. Neef Buck don't speak much to keep the heat up. Memphis Bleak gave me that. Shout out to Greasy for that.
Yeah, so where is Bucky Rogers? What is that? Like
That's when I'm performing. Okay. I get Bucky Rogers.
Yeah, Bucky Rogers.
I just knew him as Neef, but y'all be like, yo, Buck. And what do they call you around your way?
Everything. Neef Buck, Bucky Rogers, Trash Bag King, Mr. Fever, Do Me, everything.
Damn.
It's all my alter egos.
It's almost like when me, like if somebody say, call me a certain name, I'll know how they know me.
But like if they say Carl, that means
they know me from
you.
School.
Why girls always try to give you your whole handle? So they can feel important.
Like what you mean?
Yo, you're right. So they wouldn't be like, oh, I know him as.
Like, yeah.
Or they say,
I'm glad you said that. Nah, real quick.
No, they do. They do.
I was just like, what we not finna do. I told them with this whole re-imaging and branding, because a lot of, you know, with us being on Love & Hip Hop, it took us to another level.
Exactly.
And with that going to another level is a lot of people who came out the woodworks. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, what we do with this rebranding, I'm Little Mo, Miss Mo. Don't nobody get to call me Cynthia, but my lawyer, my doctor, my mother don't even call me Cynthia.
Exactly.
And my doctor, my lawyer, anybody like that I do business with my signature like that. But don't nobody get to call me Meezy, but him, Fab. Like people that's like cool. Right. So when people say yo Meez, that means you know me for 10 years plus.
Right.
So you can call me Meez.
Okay.
But when people like Cynthia, like, no, you out of pocket. So I told them when people saying, oh, Carl, I said,
no, it's
first of all.
It's a difference. Because when they did Carl, that means they know me from school. They trying to be smart and
stuff. C-A-R, C-A-R?
Yeah, Carl.
No, it's K-A-R, no, K-A-R, because you're Carl with a K.
I know, but they call me Carl.
But
if you, that means you know you're from school. And if you're trying to be smart, they'll say Carl. They'll say it one time.
Yeah, I saw somebody say that.
They'll say it one time.
Yeah, people.
They'll say, hey,
don't you
Carl
hate
Dargan. No,
no,
I know him.
No, because they want to be extra and they want to get slapped.
Like, yeah, Neef. Oh, Neef Buggy, but you have to. Hot Neef.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know him as Hot Neef. You ain't no damn Hot Neef. You don't even know him. You don't even know his mother name. And you don't know what. Man, I just want to throw bitches. I don't know. See, now you got me all hyped. Listen, I'm eating some of this candy and sip my tea. So I'm glad we got that out the way. But, all right, you got a project coming. This can't be good as shit.
It just dropped.
Right? Forever Do Me 9.
Yeah, it just dropped.
It's on all digital platforms. Make sure y'all go check that out.
Do people do hard copies anymore?
Sometimes I do them for when I do like in stores and signers and stuff like that.
Alright.
To give out and sign. You know, I move around a lot with the Forever Do Me clothing line.
Okay.
Every city that I go to, I try to do pop up shops and touch the people. Yeah. In the daytime.
You
know, sign autographs and kiss babies. And
you gotta be careful with kissing people now, cause the flu.
No, it's just the babies. You know, I love
people.
I love,
babies
you know,
be sick.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
You will get
but
sick.
But I can tell. I could, you know, I can look. I can tell.
I've do people just be trying to make you hold their baby?
Yeah, and take pictures and stuff like that.
I don't be holding people.
A lot of kids. I don't have no kids, so you know.
Why?
She's a unicorn.
I don't know, man.
She's a unicorn.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. And I want to get married first.
Inshallah, because D might say on Love and Hip Hop Reunion, his pullout game weak, so I guess yours is on a bean.
Yo, when you call him young boy and he looked at you, I was in the house.
How did he look at me? I didn't see it.
I was in tears. You hear me?
What did I do? How was
you was just going. You was going in.
What did I say?
You was having your moment, and you said, "Yeah, you know, he my young boy," and he looked at you.
Like how?
I was in that.
Because everybody was like, "They must have. He must have just been giving mad looks." Because they said when I said "Merry Christmas, I'm pregnant," that he looked at me like it was a surprise, or like he didn't even want no kid. I was like, well. Fuck out of here. That nigga's the one that got me pregnant. I didn't get him pregnant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even though when we did find out, I like threw the pregnancy test at him because he was like, what's the matter with you? I was like, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong? Somebody did something.
Look alive.
And I was like, I had it in a plastic bag and I threw it at him. I said, it's lit. That was it. That's how we say
you
I'm pregnant.
You crying.
I know, because I'll be so emotional. But since then,
what are we
okay,
going
so,
to do?
No, we, yeah, I'm like, bitch, where I'm going to live? Hello, nah.
y'all two, something else.
No, we lit. But then since then, we have lost the baby, but we moved forward since then, because, I mean, I'm still ovulating. We still married. Shit still lit. Hello? But anyway, you said you want to wait till you get married.
Yes.
Why? Everybody
like
else
why
out here.
Why you saying like that? Mara.
Mara. That's her language. I don't know.
How am I supposed to say? How you supposed to say?
Why you say we say damn, that's my dog. She's like, that's my dog.
Oh, okay.
My dog.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's that.
When do you want to get married, dude?
Inshallah.
Everybody else just popping them out.
Yeah, inshallah. I get blessed with a beautiful Muslim. I want to marry. You know, we can marry for a lot of different reasons, but I want to marry for knowledge. Because I look at it like the man go get the bread, the bacon, bring it back home to the family.
Beef bacon, and, not pork
and,
bacon.
Yeah, turkey bacon.
Hello.
My upbringing and my knowledge that the man's supposed to go get it and bring it back home, and the woman supposed to nourish the kids and teach them.
And like nurture the family
and stuff like that.
So she don't have to have no job?
No, not really, because a lot of people don't understand the way it was, you know, written in the Quran and probably even the Holy Bible is that the woman, like, you gotta think about it. You know, some women are forced to be in certain situations where they have to fend for themselves and they have to be independent women.
Gotcha.
And I take my hat off to all the sisters around the world. And but it was really made for the women to teach the kids, because if a woman is out going to school or working or doing other things, somebody else is raising your children. So they can raise them any type of way. You got babysitters that just watch the kids. They don't teach them nothing.
You're right.
So, you know, so that reflects on the child.
Yeah.
But, you know, the mother is just trying to pay the bills. But if you letting somebody else raise your kids, and then when they get to a certain age when
they
don't know nothing, or they don't respect you, and you don't have that bond with them, you know, just that upbringing is everything. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, sometimes they put their money and their business before their beliefs or their deen. You know, I try to put my deen before anything else, you know what I mean? Because it's
well, how did you get to that point? Because you sound very mature.
I'm gonna wait till I get married for knowledge.
I'm like, you ain't had no slip ups. Like, the bitch be like, well, it might be a little.
I had one time that I knew I wasn't the father of the baby, but it's like sometimes it's hard when you're an entertainer, and like, I know y'all go through it all the time. You know what I mean? When somebody just
you want to see my DMs,
can just put something out there on you, and this people
are you
just
serious?
Believe it. Like, it's hard.
Wait, what happened? I never heard about
when
this.
You're an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the public's eye, so I looked at it like. Of course, I knew it wasn't my child, but I had to, like...
Go through the motions?
Yeah, go through the motions Yeah, I did all that. And it's funny, all this, I could tell this story. I'm going to try to make it short as possible.
Nah, go in, go in, because this is juicy. I've never heard this one before.
I think D might know the girl.
Is it one of his
babies? I wouldn't put her name
out there. I didn't even put up, but if you had to tell the story, then I'd probably be.
Because she probably trying to say was Dynamite Baby, too. No, you know, a lot of people used to think y'all looked alike. No, I'm not trying to be funny. No, I'm being.
Listen, though.
Oh, my God.
So this girl. This girl I had dealings with. We was having fun hanging out, doing stuff. We was bringing her on the road with us sometime, her and her girlfriends. We was just having fun, just young and just, you know, enjoying life. And I don't never even remember having unprotected sex with her.
Oh.
But, you know, I know she was doing her, I was doing me and stuff like that. We just was cool. We was just kicking it. And I went on the road. I think I was on Rock the Mic tour with Jay and 50 Cent.
Hey, I was on that tour,
Rock
too.
Rock the Mic tour. Yeah, exactly.
I opened up and Fab was next to Missy.
You couldn't.
We'll talk about
that. So I was on the road, like, for a while, and I ain't see her for, like, months. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that tour was, like, 50 cities. And I came back, and just me having a good heart sometimes it get me in trouble or get me in situations and to be tested. And I reached out to her, like, what's up, what's going on, how you doing, how you been, or whatever. And she was just like, you know, come see me or whatever, this, that, and the third. So I went and seen her. This one, Rockaware was out. She had a big, puffy, pink.
Did she have a powder blue Rockaware suit and some white nights?
She had a bomber powder pink.
Okay.
Rockaware coat. Right.
But so, you did know, she have a
big,
white
big, the big joint.
Yeah, she probably, think she, had, she might have had some airs on.
Okay.
So she got in the car with me, and I was like, come on, let's go back to my spot, or this, that, and the third. And I didn't even notice nothing at the time.
Did she smell like chicken?
No, she ain't smell, she ain't smell like chicken. But we got back to the house. You know, some houses, the heat rises, and it be hotter in the upstairs.
Is that a hood
downstairs?
House? Because that doesn't have a hood house. I'm going to say, because central air.
That's the hood houses. We was okay. We was at 29. We was at Mall Crib on 18th Street.
Dang.
Is that the Mando?
Rest in peace.
Dang.
So, listen, she was up there with me, D-Mike, and we was sitting there watching TV.
With that hot ass coat off.
It was hot as hell. And she never took the coat off.
Oh, she about to be stinking. She
never took the coat off. So after a while, I was like, yo, take your coat off.
You're sweating, girl.
Listen, she finally took the coat off. She was out here, right? So I'm not thinking nothing. I don't know nothing was going on. So I'm like, damn, you got pregnant? What, you know? She's like, yeah. I was like, damn, where your baby? She's like, you don't know. I'm all defensive, right? We talked for a little while. I got quiet. She said, I don't know how to tell you something. I want to tell you something. I don't know how to tell you. So after me trying to get it out of her, she eventually talking about, yeah, you the baby father.
I said, bitch, how you know?
The first thing I said before I said anything, I said,
bitch,
well, what can you do? Know what she told me, D-Mike? In a week.
So she was chicken.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
any
it.
Any day now.
I couldn't believe it. What could you do?
She can't. Never mind. I'm about to say.
You know what I'm saying? What could I do? I was. I couldn't believe it.
Even if it was so long ago, you like, I can't even do the calculation on this.
Yeah,
shit.
Can't even do the calculation. I'm in a situation now. I'm thinking. First thing I say, so what you telling your family? Like, who you pregnant about? How you explaining that? Where's the baby father?
Wait, we about to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm gonna tell you what I had heard the girl had said.
Okay.
More with the Little Mo Show when we return. Oh, this is about to be lit.
It's your boy C. Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Oh, and we're back. Man. It's the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
KD, Dynamite.
Neef Buck don't speak much. One half of the Gunners.
Keep the heat tucked.
Fever do me nine out right now, too.
Okay. Well, damn. So before we had took a break, I was telling you I had just got you know, in ears, I just got the audio of this. I'm gonna repeat. Hold on. Okay. What they said the girl had said.
Right.
What was it you asked that you was just like, well, what are you telling your family? Yeah. Or what are you telling people that you like well pregnant? Because, you know, just being a mom, and so that means she went to the doctor's appointments alone and this and that. And I'm pretty sure, like, just the, I can tell you this, these bitches be lying.
Right.
She knew from the rip who her baby father was, mm-hmm. and the fact that you said in the beginning of the story that you didn't even remember having unprotected sex with, but she was just like, she probably tried to roll the dice and be like, da-da-da-da-da. You wanna know what I can probably 90% guarantee what she was telling people? yeah, I was on tour, the Rock the Mic tour. I'm about to be, she was about to be, it wasn't her Neef. It was Neef, but
oh,
baby.
I skipped the part too.
What? Right.
I skipped the part. When I was on the road, she reached out to me. This would make it real, real funny and freaky.
And shaky.
She reached out to me while I was on a tour and told me that she was pregnant and she needed money for abortion.
Have you heard that one before?
I had cash. Guess how much she told me the abortion was?
$400, because it shouldn't be no more than
$1,500.
That.
$1,500.
Look,
$1,500. I had so much money out of town, she could ask me for $15,000. I would have gave it to her. Just to not have you have a baby or say you had a baby or anything. For me to just not be involved in you. Son of $1,500 like it was nothing. So that's why when I called out the blue when I first came home on
when you
tour,
pulled up when she had on the hot coat.
She was hiding it for a while. And she kept on saying she was pregnant. But I'm like, I'm thinking she's pregnant from somebody else.
She like she got rid of that situation.
Like, you know what I mean? I ain't seen it in so long. I ain't know what
did
was
she
going
return on. The $1,500?
No. When I see it, when I always messed it with her after that. Like after fast forwarding until when I found out it wasn't mine and everything. I used to ride up on her and stuff like that. I'd be like, yo, where my money at? Let me get my money
that
back. I used to play with her. You know what I'm saying?
I don't blame you. Get your money back.
No, but
why not?
I had the same number since then. She still check up on me to this day.
You're the only person that had the same number. Like I think he her. Probably paid the phone people. Said, don't
wow,
give
you're a strong man for that because it's a lot of people that are walking around right
that's,
now.
That's true because what you got to understand, in any religion, you forgive.
In any relationship, you're supposed to forgive.
But this is
like playing with somebody's...
The funniest thing, though, right? I bossed up because I'm a different type of individual, right? I reached out to her mother.
Her mom.
I sat down with her mother over dinner. I took her mother out. Never met her mom in a dead, some type of fly restaurant. I don't remember.
Wendy's?
This was, you know, they don't
eat like
me.
That's why I asked, because
they don't eat like me, so.
Yeah.
They don't eat like this, so I took her some
Wendy's.
But listen, this is the thing, she didn't know.
She ain't Wendy's.
She didn't know, I just bossed up in a different type of way, reached out to her family. And took her mom out because I really wanted to know, like, what was they thinking of me? Like,
you want to know what they was thinking? How long ago was this? It was a check.
I ain't know, but the mom didn't have no idea, so her mom was like kind of on my side and saying this is what she did with her first baby, like this, the, you know.
Oh, she got other kids?
She had one daughter at the time, and she was just moving funny, and you know, her mom and them was having a fallout, so the mom was rocking with me the whole time, right? She was like on my side, like, you know what I mean? Heavy, like this, that, and the third, right?
And they found out, oh, you the Jay-Z?
So time went along, I didn't do nothing. My mother and my family is real protective from me, over me, because it's like, if something happened to me, like the cookie crumbles, like it's like, so they
right.
you know what I'm saying? So they got it. They want me to be straight at all times, mentally, physically, and spiritually. They want me to be straight or whatever. So like that. So I didn't really say nothing to her. It kind of really throughout the week.
This was after the baby was born?
No, this the week. This in
was you there for the birth?
This in the week. Hear me, Mom. It's in the week. So throughout the week, she's constantly reaching out to me, telling me
with the hot coat on.
Yeah.
Okay.
telling me how much she apologized and she's sorry. This, that, and the third. The only thing I kept on asking her, D Mike, was, "Are you sure?"
Oh.
Like I wasn't getting into it. Ain't mine. You know what I mean?
Are you sure it's me?
Yeah.
It's
like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm positive. This, that, and the third. Blah, 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 blah. So the mom was rocking out with me the whole time. They had the bit that she had the baby. I was on the road doing shows. The mom called me when she had the baby. She had the baby and said, "Are you gonna take care of your responsibilities?"
I was like, "Bitch, I don't even."
So I was like, you know, when I get back off the road, you know, I'm gonna come, you know, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. So when I got off the road, I called her. I already set up an appointment to get a swab.
Right.
They don't notice.
Okay.
They don't notice. Yes. This how it works. They don't know that I set up an appointment. It just so happened that the appointment, they were somewhere in North, and the appointment was somewhere like 18th and Fairmount, somewhere like
right
close.
There.
Yeah, I didn't know they was going to be in North Philly, like right there where they was at. They was like right across the street from the Johnson Homes. They wasn't in the projects, but they was like in one of the houses right off the like right 22nd Street or something like that. So I went over there. It's my first. They looking at it as my first time seeing the baby. They packed up all this stuff. Because they thinking I'm ready to take it to my family and show
Ray
it off.
High.
You know what I'm saying? So they shot. I'm with my sister.
I got a baby by Neef. He just got off tour.
They get all that stuff. I take the baby right down the street. I'm talking about right down the street.
Did you take the stuff with you?
Listen, get the swap. I bring the baby right back in like 10 minutes. They was looking at me like I was the fuck crazy.
Cause they told you but it was yours right there.
No, I didn't say nothing.
You still gotta wait, but
I waited.
She thought that the baby was gonna spend the night with her.
Now fast forward to like probably a week and some change later, I'm in New Orleans. I remember like it was yesterday, one of the best days of my life. I was in New Orleans doing a show, me and Chris. My mother called me and said, you know,
you got some mail here.
The baby is 99% not yours, whatever. So I was happy or whatever. I was ecstatic. A lot of people didn't feel like they was happy for me, though. Like, a lot of people wanted me to go through that with people, other people go through. Like, I wasn't.
They want you to feel that.
Yeah, they want me to. Mm-hmm. They wanted me to have that. A lot of people that was surrounded at me, they wasn't really happy for me.
I remember this. I didn't even hold you.
Yeah, like they wasn't really happy for me. A lot of people wasn't, like, people that was around. Like,
so
they wanted me to go through.
So how did you break the news to Hot Coat?
So it was funny, but this the thing, right? My mind was somewhere else at the time. I wasn't always mature.
Mm.
It just so happened, and it's funny how God works in mysterious ways. Her mother called me probably a half an hour after my mom called me. And she said, you know, Waneef, what are you going to do? Like, we trying to figure out, is you going to take care of your responsibilities or not, this, that, and the third. Now, I know it's not mine, but I didn't just give them the easy way out. I ain't just say, yo, that baby ain't mine. I got to test. They still don't know that I stole the baby and took it down the street. I told them, when I come back home, I'm going to get a test. And if it's mine, I'm going to take care of my responsibilities. But I'm in my head, immature. I'm thinking, how can I get her back? They put me through so much.
How can I?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why you ain't get nobody beat her the fuck up?
He know, he humble. He not.
So listen,
not him,
I was even thinking.
You too humble, because I wasn't even humble in those days.
So listen, when the baby, when I got back to the neighborhood, she was bringing the baby around.
All out.
Showing
me buck baby here.
Right. It was a hot summer day. Now the whole neighborhood,
out.
Boop all of them out.
Ooh, they Boop had braids.
So I done told them, like, the baby ain't mine, it's the third.
So this is like,
listen, but everything happened for a reason. I couldn't plan none of this. She called me, said, I'm in your neighborhood with the baby. Where you at? Like, she want to come show me him. Now, I done told the whole block that the baby ain't mine. She just, that she lied, this, that, and the third. Got the paperwork. She came to the block. I'm talking about, they roasted up. You hear me?
What they
barbecue.
Did?
Gave her everything, but the kitchen sink, hit her with everything, but the kitchen sink.
But they was like
Boop and all of them. They
you know
going.
Boop.
So what type time? Like, he on like a what type joking time is he on? Like,
he on so Kevin Hart.
Funny. Speaking of Kevin Hart, Skeet ain't here today because he's running around the world
being a fake ass looking like Kevin Hart.
But he getting that work.
Your job.
It's crazy because the Neef that we know from Rockefeller to touring, Young Guns, to what the State Property movies, mm-hmm. to everything you've done, I wouldn't have never known that side. So honestly, I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, she said she got to get more hip hop-ish, right?
Who? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I talk about a lot of these stories in the music. Remember you said you got to get more hip hop-ish? I think when we was taking a ride or something. Remember?
Because we was like, yo.
You just R&B.
Yeah, shit, no, because you know, I said because I'm rebranding, I'm re-imaging. So I could keep the hip hop and I could keep the R&B, but it comes a time where you have to mature.
Right.
And so a lot of people mow you, laugh. Oh, I still cuss a motherfucker out. I still threaten your life. I still slap a kid if you mess with my kid.
She like, when she see things like, when y'all did, when State Property went up to Hot 97, did all that woo. I'm like, you know.
Y'all was young then, right?
I said, Ma, you know Neef wasn't there. She like.
Oh, yeah, you wasn't there?
I wasn't there. She was like, you lies there. Go look at it.
So let's get some of that history. Because now that we know a personal part I can't wait for this book, Neef Tells All.
Yeah.
Neef's Beef.
I just ain't gonna put nobody's names in that.
Yeah, because then people.
They come for the checks, right? Can't they sue you and all that, right? So I'm gonna play it safe.
What was like some of.
I've been sued before, too, in the industry.
Tell us.
I've been sued by my next door neighbor.
For? Loud
well,
music?
No, I was really like instrumental far as the Young Guns, far as like creating a lot of things besides just the music part. And I had got my childhood friend to create a logo for me, the YG logo that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a company card, Getting Where You Fit In at the time, and it was like
GIFI.
And he was a guy from around my way. He was doing free tattoos for everybody, drawing for everybody, free everything. Just doing this thing as a kid. Ugh. And you know, once I used the logos for the albums or whatever, but I've been had got them from them or whatever. But once I got on or whatever, got signed, and I used these logos for the albums, you know, people got in his head. I guess, you know, he making money off of it. This, that, and third.
The baby mother.
But at the time, my mother was still living next door to him.
Okay.
So he could have went to my family.
Mom's on play.
I need to talk to Neef. This, that, and the third took me right in court.
What did he try to sue you for?
sue me for that, for me using his artwork.
For how much?
I think he got maybe 20. And we settled out because it was costing me so much to go to court.
But you was like, I can't keep it. Yeah,
like my lawyer, Def Jam, and a Rockefeller lawyer. Listen, I had all these petitions. He didn't come to court. He ain't had to come to court one time. And they gave him like a dub. But you know, he ran through that dub so fast.
1, 2, 2 weeks. Now, that's
like,
okay,
so he went from a neighbor to like.
So it could have been so much more, though. That's just.
He could have just said, yo, let me talk to Nick.
But somebody got his.
Just pull me in.
Anything. You know what I mean? And my family was just so disappointed because.
But what is he going to do? Just draw pictures on
there? This is next door neighbor. Like, this is somebody. And I'm never, you know, me, Mike, forever. My highest point, my lowest point. I never, like, you can't. There's never a situation I can't get in touch with Nephi. He's too this, he did,
that's
he did.
That's what I'm about to say.
There's one thing about you, you know what I mean?
But you know how people are, man. They think, you know, people,
they think dollar signs.
People go get in their heads.
Crazy thing about it, he would take you to court. Me, personally, I think if he would have came to you, like, you know, just pull me in. Put me on some people. Boom.
Anything. You know
which,
I mean?
Honestly, that's what.
It worked out better that way.
That's really how, was it all y'all put on like that? Like, how. I think we were talking, you said you met Jay before you knew Beans.
Mm-hmm.
Jay being Jay-Z. Like, tell that story. Like, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, well.
Who pulled you in?
I met a guy, Street Cat, that knew another cat named Stevie G. Stevie G was taking a lot of people. He had something to do with Beans at the time, management.
Gotcha.
Most Mr. wanted a bunch of guys.
It's Stevie G, you know what I'm saying? That's my man. I just seen him, too.
He was, taking a lot of people up to different labels or whatever. I spit for him, me and my brother, and he loved us, wanted to take us up to New York or whatever like that. And me and Chris wasn't partners at the time. I just gave Chris the game and got him started with the music and stuff like that. And he just continued to sharpen his skills and practice his craft and write and stuff like that. So I just knew the chemistry that we had, and we was just real familiar with each other, music and our raps, and we had joints together, but we wasn't partners. But I just thought it would just be so dope for some two young guys. I don't think it was young guys that came out of Philly since, like, the youngsters and stuff like that. That's who I come up watching and stuff like that.
So,
from West Philly. So, like, that, I just thought it would be a dope idea and something different. So I went and got Chris, like, the next time that I met Steve up or whatever. I wanted to bring my partner through. He wasn't my partner, but I was just like, Steve, yeah, I want to bring my partner through or whatever. And
gotcha.
So we rapped for him. He's like, come on, yeah, I like it. Like, let's do it or whatever. Next thing you know, we was up New York shopping deals, going for everybody, whoever was somebody.
So then you sign your deal. And everything magical happens from there.
No, it was a long
trip. Can you please let people know? Because people will be like, I can't wait to get a record deal.
No.
I can't wait for the world to see my talent.
No, I put in
but
a
you
lot
get your record
work.
Deal. And then
work.
Once all I got your problems went away.
Hell no.
They just think it's rhyme and beats.
Hell no.
It's stress time and eat deadlines to meet.
Hello?
And Vans, we blew our money.
What'd you buy with it? That girl
I gave my mom some money. I bought a car. I bought a watch. I was, rest in peace to my old head boob, right? He always was telling me about a watch that he wanted. And I got the money and just went and took him. We went to, like, the jeweler store,
on
right?
South Street?
And I just bought the watch. He like, God, I told you I was trying to get this watch forever. Just imagine you wanting a watch the
you
whole time.
Up.
And your young boy running to some money and he going to get it before you. Like, it's just, he was like,
yo. That's hanky.
Yeah. And I went and grabbed and,
Wait, you gave it to him or you was like, oh, I'm going to get this watch?
No, that's my watch. I ain't buy him that watch.
Yo!
yeah. Rest in peace to my old head, Booby Slim. Yeah,
damn.
It was good times, man. I was walking around 15 on me at one time, a kid running around, and I was still going to school. Mm-hmm. I was still going to school. I had every throwback jersey you can imagine. You hear me?
From Mitchell and Ness?
Mitchell and
Ness. Because me, Fab, everybody used to drive out Mitchell and Ness to go see Ruben.
Yep.
Big Ruben.
I was still going to grass. Chris wasn't coming to school at all.
At all.
Chris was fried somewhere. Listen, I was going to school. I was giving the keys. You know how the car that I bought. Like, my heart always got me in trouble. Like, I would pass the key. I'd be in school. My friends would say,
like, yo,
say let me see the car, Neef.
Make sure you come pick me up.
I'll just give them the car. That's how the car got tore up. One of my young boys, they couldn't get around the block. Tore the whole car up. My next car, Rat Ski, had my car down South Street. I was on the road. I was on the tour. My next car, he let the cops pull him over on feet down South Street, and they took the car.
You're out of pocket, right?
My next car was in a a real tragedy that I can't talk about. That car got taken from all the cars was getting taken from like my friends, giving them the keys.
Wait, why were you just giving away your thing so freely? Because the reason why I asked that is just like
we didn't appreciate it.
And you don't think people was just like, yo, just holler at Neef, he'll get, you know what I mean?
Man, probably, appreciate but
it, man. Jewelry we done lost, all that's types of stuff like.
It's different. Like, I mean, a lot of that stuff going up, it comes to people so easy. It's like, fuck it, I get another one tomorrow. Yeah, away. It was coming so fast and so easy.
And this is when y'all did y'all deal, you and Chris. Uh-huh. I know you got FDM and your whole movement, and like you're basically staying afloat just because I can tell you have a great head on your shoulders. Is the Young Guns y'all still together, you and
Absolutely,
Chris?
Absolutely, without a doubt. That don't stem from
I know
music.
He's doing his project.
Yeah, he's doing a network. He got a network.
Was it running
working on five. Like that's what I always preached on because he was doing a lot of different things.
And, I know, wasn't he writing for Puff at one time?
Yeah, he's a workaholic. That's one thing.
That boy can write his ass off. He is
a workaholic, but how I did my brand or whatever, it just came to fruition. Everything happened for a reason. Like, I really believe in the path Allah gave for me. And it was just like how I came up with the Forever Do Me thing. It was like a sample. This one, I was really doing it like a mixtape. I was really looking at it like a mixtape and creating like a mixtape. Mm-hmm. I had a beat. It was like a game beat. And it sounded like in a sample it was saying Forever Do Me. Mm-hmm. So I called that song Forever Do Me. And then I just came out. I might as well. That represents me. Anybody that know me, my character, the way I move since day one, when everybody go left, I go right. I just always been like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how my upbringing was.
Yeah.
But I looked at it like I wanted to keep the brand. I wanted to keep branding and like just coming up under J and them and Dame and what I was like. A student to like some, you know, some create dopest teachers ever. Mm. And I looked at it like, you know, Lil Wayne, he had like a million trillion mixtapes, but the ones that we remember is mm-hmm. Dedication.
Dedication.
That was the brand. You feel what I'm saying? So I said, I got to keep this going. And I had a conversation with Chris. I'm like, because after Networks, he did other things and was just messing around, going back and forth. And I said, yo, you got to continue to brand that.
Yeah.
Like, they got to remember that you got to be, you know what I'm saying? Unless you do another, like a deal with somebody else and then switch it up or something. But like, I want Forever Do Me to be bigger than Neef. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like with any company or any brand that you start, if it's just about you, God forbid something happened to you, then, you know, it all fall. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And it's similar to like Lil Wayne with the Carter. He had other albums out, but when he go back to that Carter,
that's that classic one.
Yeah, that's his, you know.
You have to FDM number 9, that just dropped.
Yeah, 9 just dropped. So make sure y'all go get that on all digital platforms. Shout out to Tidal too, because they pay you the most for streaming and stuff like that.
Now, did you sign with Tidal just because the whole Jay-Z affiliation?
No, I didn't. Just the company that I partner, we distribute to all those companies.
Gotcha.
So I don't have no deal with Tidal. That's family though.
Okay.
But they cut bigger checks than any other streaming company.
Wow, then I have a direct connect with them. Like, my people's put me in touch, so I didn't know that. And people were asking me, why weren't your old albums on Tidal? I was like, nah, definitely look into that and about getting it on that. Other things is just like, is there, with everybody from, I would say, the late 90s, early 2000s coming back out, there was one point where it seemed like The Rock was getting back together. Mm-hmm. Is that still in the works? So what's going on with that? Because everybody, like everybody was hyped. When y'all had met up, the link of that picture, I was posted on Instagram with all y'all because y'all still look amazing. Right. Like, nobody don't look like they 63. That nigga's a drunk. Mm-hmm. Nobody don't look like they falling apart. But y'all have managed to keep yourselves like very
presentable.
Exactly. And you're still marketable.
Right.
So with that being said, is anybody in Jay's ear or somebody doing something to say like, I think we should do the, like, I think if y'all did a tour, how Puffy for a Bad Boy, I think that it would sell out.
Stuff like that. You know, Jay need to see stuff like that to know it's like that people are still interested in it. But
very,
you know,
much.
And then you got to show people that you still want it. You know, like, ain't nobody trying to dig you up out the grave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You still sharp as steel.
You can't have your partners or your associates wanting it more than you want it for yourself.
Exactly. When he has all that going on.
Yeah.
Because the race be going on while you keep on reaching back, trying to pick everybody up and put them on your back, the race is still going on.
Right. You gotta show me that you want it. Yeah. I can't just like come on.
That's the big homie right there, you know. always kept in contact, whatever we needed, always been there for us, always love. Like to me, you know, good dude, solid, up and down. I can't tell you nothing bad.
That's no, why I think, bro, I think outside, the time is
when
now.
When I was looking in, people be like, oh no, man, this guy, he don't be looking out, he be woo woo. I'll be like, man, listen, Jay don't call me. He don't know me, but I've been around him. For yeah. being around him, I've been around yeah. him. I know how he is. Yeah. Like
good dude. Good rare, dude. Rare breeds, like, you man. Like
very.
Rare yeah, breeds, very man. Rare. And I can see why, like, you know, him and
he's all about
him
the
and his
up.
Wife click like that, because they good people, man. They got pure hearts, man. They real.
And they're workaholics. Down I'm like, to if earth, they don't stop, you know what I mean? we can't stop.
They different type
and
of
And I love
people.
How they keep it all in the family business. Mm-hmm. I always tell Dunham, I'm just like, yo, I just think that you could kill two birds with one stone. I think you work better as a unit team. That's why I was like, I hope that when you eventually find your soulmate, your one, like I hope that they're on your level. Cause I'll tell you, yeah, some of the mistakes that I made is because when I first got married, was it the Rock the Mic tour? No, I got married cause I thought I was gonna die. Wow. I was on drugs and everything. And I was like, wow. Oh shit, I'm gonna die. I need to leave a legacy. My songs is popping. Then I ain't die. And I was like, oh, let me get out of this thing. Then some other shit happened. So now I'm at the point, I'm just like, listen, when you find your level up and the person that pushes you to the next level, because when you ascend, they ascend. Mm-hmm. It's always another level.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm just like, I hope that you find that person, because you, just from all that you've told us, because
yeah.
we done skipped the whole segment. We usually do, that's what I heard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we talk about industry trash, smut, filth, and stuff.
The crazy thing about
but I'm just
it
like,
is,
you just gave us juice out the gate.
Yeah, for sure.
Some stuff I ain't never know, and I be knowing. I be peeking. Yeah. I be nosy.
That's not even half. That's not even half.
I can only imagine.
There's always a treat every time we meet.
So I'm like, is there like you? There's gonna be a book and
yeah, I'm gonna do it
movies.
All, man. I really got a lot of plans to do some movies. I wanted to do a movie for this project, Forever Do Me Nine. It was so dope. I be having the dopest ideas, like sitting.
Well, like
around
a mini movie to go with.
Yeah, yeah, but it like sometimes it's so hard to get you know a lot of people on the same page about the same thing at the same time. So you know it's just hard, like
so
it's hard
for
to find
FDM
good
10 because
yeah,
that's
it's,
like
it's
that
hard
10
to find good help. Yeah, you know you'll find help, you'll find somebody to do some bullshit for you.
Yeah, FDM yeah. 10 hard, maybe we can get Meezy on a hook. Yeah,
I know, cuz damn it.
She's so
he
stupid.
Was talking about like, she got
a record
no
with Chris. Ain't got a record with me, right?
You
out
got,
of pocket.
You no, because every time I say yo, we in the studio.
And I was supposed
nobody
to do
don't
the
say,
video.
Come
I was
through.
Supposed to get in the video and everything. You see?
Yeah,
what I'm
you was booked and you was busy, but you lucky it was family because other than that, it was I was like pull up.
So
that's
silly.
How I be. I just gotta send a recipe shout out to because that's why I was saying I think it would be great for the Rock to get back together because I don't want everybody to be not saying as good as their last hit, but because those tours were so crazy, and when Bad Boy went on tour, it was one artist in particular who didn't make it, but he just passed, Craig Mack.
Yeah,
and they were saying when he left
Craig
the
Mack.
Industry, that he left for good. I think he started preaching, became a school teacher, and when they asked him to come on tour, he was like, nope, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're still in it, mm-hmm. and all you've been through, and you're still going strong, it's almost mm-hmm. like you're, it's like you never left.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you ever did. It's just, you know, the industry shifts, but with Craig Mack passing at the age of 46, I'm like, yo, everybody remembers him from Flavor in Your Ear and be assigned to Bad Boy, but he left the industry and never returned.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps you actually from quitting or not giving up?
Sometimes, like I wanna, I don't know if I'm gonna like do like something separate like in between the next Forever Do Me, but I got a dope idea to do something called What About the Believers.
Mm.
And the Believers to me is my fans. Like in a verse before
basically,
I said,
that believe in you.
Yeah.
What about,
I said okay. I said in a verse before I said I don't want fans no more, I want believers. And people still quote it to this day like I'm a believer. You feel what I'm saying? Like
right.
DM me like I'm a believer. Yeah. But the fans, like I tell people all the time in my era coming up, man, your era,
mm-hmm.
we in any relationship you want to feel appreciated. Husband and wife, homies, mother, father, anybody you want to feel
any
appreciated.
Any type of human interaction,
course, yeah,
that's natural.
Yeah, yeah,
So the times we felt appreciated when we went out on the road and seen the people and they sing it word for us, that's when we know, oh yeah, we doing this, they feel us, you know, we did a good job or whatever.
Right.
But now with social media and it makes the world so smaller, we hear it every day, all day. You changing people's life, you having an impact on people in a positive way. It's so much these artists are so, you know, so it's the music is so powerful, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it touched people in so many different ways.
We lived through it.
So,
through, like,
So, you know, I hear it every day in my DMs and everything that I put out, people respond to it and stuff like that. So that's what keep me motivated and keep me pushing. And, you know, the music and, you know, other good music that I hear. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan.
Yeah, who do you listen to?
I listen to all types of people. I'm a young old head. So I listen to a lot.
Old is red?
Like when I want to get inspired by certain things, I like a lot of different music. I like when I'm in a club, I like to hear certain things. It's different strokes for different folks. It's like when I'm in a certain atmosphere. But when I want to feel something, when I need chills, I listen to certain people. Like you know
Sade
what I'm saying? No, I ain't talking
Drake?
About R&B. No.
Who?
When I'm on the road and I gotta go to our house in Maryland, I throw on. Listen, when she go to sleep, whatever. What I do is when she go to sleep, when we on the road, she go to sleep. I don't want to stay property.
Yeah, sir.
From the rip.
Yeah.
And what I can't find is question, where can I find State Property, the first album?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't be selling it. And it ain't on iTunes or nothing.
Got it like on something on your like laptop or
no, like it's like really no. And I'm gonna tell you one thing. I might have to charge you up because I know you want it.
Yeah, what you got? I got a lot of stuff. My hard copy is serious.
Listen, my hard copy is crazy.
I have a lot of things. You like Crispy so
I got Youngest in Charge.
Yeah, I got that. I got a lot of things.
You got Youngest in Charge? Crispy. She never had Youngest in Charge. She'll go crazy.
I'm very organized for my mom. I'm very organized with a lot of things. And like even when I bring girls
over. You have OCD?
When I bring girls over to Crispy, they be like, yo, you live with a girl.
Yo, you know who I got you know who I got Youngest in Charge from?
Where?
Remember Emmanuel?
Yeah.
I got it from her. She had like
she had
10 hard copies.
Ain't that crazy?
I had a bunch. I got a bunch of them. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that.
Man,
so,
all right,
so we found out that you have an OCD. You're a good heart. You're not quitting the music industry. You bought a watch that man had wanted.
My OG Booby Slim.
Is that?
Yeah.
And you got FDM number 9 out, which is Forever Do Me, the clothing line.
Yeah,
the book
Do
on
Me
the way.
Clothing. Oh, make sure y'all go follow that on Instagram at Forever Do Me Clothing. The website is foreverdomeclothing.com. I do real good. I just put out a new.
It's clothing.
Revamped it a little
bit. Dope. Okay.
I revamped it a little bit.
I got a shirt on right now. Yeah. We're just hiding it from y'all.
Yeah. No, you can't. The mic.
Yeah, see.
He can't because we almost done.
It's dope. This is a little, you know
that's
what I mean?
That's the Wolf collection that I just brought out. You know why I did the Wolf, though? You ain't even asking me that why I did the Wolf.
Because you mess with a chick that ain't shaved?
No, first of all, I'm a Wolf and I'm always going to eat, right? But, you know, y'all so silly. But the lion and the tiger is stronger than the Wolf, but the Wolf never entertains the circus.
Oh, wait,
You got to speak English for me, sir?
Yeah, wait, the Wolf never entertains the circus? If I see a Wolf...
Listen.
Wait, say it again.
Listen. The lion and the tiger is stronger than the wolf.
Right.
But the wolf never entertains a circus.
Basically, I ain't got time for that shit.
Oh, because a lion and the tiger be in the circus. So you ain't gonna never see a wolf jumping through a hoop.
No, basically, I ain't got time for that shit.
We don't entertain circus.
We don't entertain the shit. Yeah, like, boom, we don't entertain that. Like, I ain't with the bullshit, man. Like, fuck that. Like, yeah, real talk.
So, you know.
Like, sometimes when I be ready to go to bed, you be like, hey, D-Man, I be like, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Oh, let me just suck it for five.
So that's how I came up with that.
I get your drift now.
So
you know what
the Wolf
mean?
Collection.
Yeah,
make sure y'all go check that out. The Wolf Collection.
And when the chicks wear, that means yeah. Yeah. Make your mouth bitch. We glad.
So crazy.
That's what I heard.
What? Hello? No, I just skipped out a whole set because I was like, yo, you really. A lot of people. When I always tell people we don't do interviews, mm-hmm. We do like you come. This like chilling at the house, huh?
Yeah,
We talk. We having
who
conversation.
No, my
we just talk. We having conversation because a lot of people. Yeah. I know Buck.
So you
for
feel
years.
Comfortable? Yeah. Like, and I know, and I never knew about the chick with the coat.
Subconsciously, I don't know. In certain atmospheres, I call them different names.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like, in certain atmospheres, I call them different names.
Yeah.
I be like, hey, Buck, what up? Yo, Neve, what up?
Yeah,
Bucky Rogers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You just want everybody to know that you know him. You hype.
It'd be like that though.
That's how it be.
Yep.
But that's a respectable thing because then there'll be some people that they be like, yo, that's bro right there. You'd be like, I don't even know this nigga. You ever have to talk to your teeth? I don't even know this nigga. That's how you have to do like
talk
this.
Talk to your teeth.
No, real talk. It'd be like that, man. And the one thing about Buck, like, he always been the same, no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't care if you knew him since he was younger or whatever. He always been the same. Phone number been the same for over 10 years.
I changed.
Already, like.
A lot of people, his homies locked up or whatever, they always on his line.
Yeah.
He don't always screen his calls. He always answers.
I was like, is he going to get some rest? When we was on the road, his phone came over. I said, man, everybody from jail
FCI
know me.
FCI fits.
You really be looking out and really stay humble.
It's like the thing about it is like, I can't even really explain it because it's just me. It's just my upbringing. Like, I tell people all the time, man, when you being yourself, it comes naturally. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when you put out a certain image, you got to keep that up, and you got to remember everything. You hear me?
That's like a lot. You got to remember every piece.
You
got to
remember every piece. So, just me and being me is just easy. That's just something, you know, I probably got more friends in the penitentiary than in the streets.
And that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of my friends that I grew up with.
That's crazy. Because even though it's times in my life I would go to Buck, I'd be like, no, Buck, this shit, man, fuck that. This shit get real. He'd be like, no, you gotta forgive him. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I'm glad you said that.
Because I'd be ready to snap. Even though we run the same age, and that's my homie, he still gives me the knowledge of an old head. He gives me the knowledge of an old head. So I'll call Buck and be like, Buck, what you think about
medication?
I need to meet up with you.
From the reminder.
Are you on medication? Because you are too chill.
I need to holler at you, Buck. I want to know your input on certain things. And I go, he'd be like, no, you gotta forgive him, man. Like, end of the day, no matter if you want to do that or
because it's like, I look at it like,
I want
Allah to forgive me. I want God to forgive me. And like, I committed so many different sins. You know, I'm not perfect or whatever. So I committed sins that's way deeper than somebody trying to insult my character.
At least we didn't see it on
about
Instagram.
Me. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You want God to forgive you, so how you can't forgive? And I think I told you one time, because I used to say this, and not that I regret it, but you know, you live and you learn on a record before. I said, I on one of Chris records, I said, "See the one that forgives, Bucky never forgets." And I remember like it was yesterday. He called me. He said, "No," because he sent me the record to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that on there. And he called me like, "Oh, you killed me. You went in and you killed me." I said, "No," you know. But when I look back on it, it's like it's a hadith about like if you say that you forgive, but you never forget, you never forgave in the beginning. Mm. If you say that.
Cause it's still some type of envy in you, like
still, you're still hanging on to like
you saying it, but deep down inside is like, nigga, I forgive you. I ain't worried about it, but trust me. So,
well,
like,
D might don't forgive or forget.
We have to.
Next Level Publishing. My co-host, Dynamite.
D Mac a bitch.
See, that's why I'm like, keep playing, get slapped. The OG Podcast Network. I like that name though.
What?
I like that.
D Mac a bitch.
Yeah, is that somebody's name?
All right, my name.
That's your rap name? Can I keep on telling, just do a mixtape, just do it, I'll do the hook, we'll go number one.
Yeah. I will have all the features in the world. I'll be so lit. I'll have so many features, I won't even be on the album.
He could be like DJ Khaled, just be yelling.
Like
exactly.
The whole album. He'll never got a verse. He just ad-lib the whole album.
Thank you.
And Baby.
And Khaled. Just yelling, D Mega bitch. This, da 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 da. And have everybody do so. I think it'd be lit speaking into existence. But thank you, Neef, for joining
for
us today.
Me. I appreciate y'all.
For real.
Man, real
always
talk. We definitely got to. We would love to actually have you in because this is not even 1/4 of what
we got to bring everybody up. But who can't come?
Everybody can come.
Everybody can come.
So everybody's invited?
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
We're all welcome.
He said he's a gay. I down.
Make sure y'all go get that Forever Do Me 9. It's out right now on all digital platforms. Neef Buck, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Neef_Buck. It's Rogers.
Thank y'all so much for joining us, especially to you, because had it not been for you, my family will not eat, and my kids will eat you out of house and a damn home. We love you. I'm your girl, Little Mo.